Cameroon Calling. Cameroon Calling, we give you both sides of the story.
On Cameroon Calling today, to talk more about the Day of the African Child, is the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Ngene. In the interview that follows, I began by asking her how relevant to Cameroon is the theme of this year's Day of the African Child.
First of all, I would like to remind you that the theme of this year's Day of the African Child is education for all children in Africa. The time is now. Now, to come back to your question, where you want to know if the theme of this year's Day of the African Child is relevant to Cameroon, I would say that the first thing is that education is a right for all our children, regardless of their place of residence, their race, their parental status, disability, gender. Let me remind you that the African Charter of the Rights and Welfare of the Child explicitly states that every child has a right to education. These 30 days that we passed already, because we are at the end of the month, of advocacy for the promotion and the protection of children's rights, give us the opportunity to recall, and I would even say to hammer home, this requirement of respect for this fundamental right of the child. What we could also note through this theme is that education is not only a fundamental right. It is also a factor in the realization of other children's rights. That means through the right of education, we have to respect other rights. It comes with other rights. Indeed, the impact of lack of education on children is long-lasting, as it affects children's right to development by excluding them from future work opportunities, leading to an intergenerational cycle of poverty and exposing them to further violence, abuse, and exploitation. The government is working hard, I would say, is working hard to guarantee universal access to school for all children, including the free education in primary school, which was introduced by the head of state, and the promotion of inclusive education. Nevertheless, we can still feel some, I would say, bottlenecks because of the crisis in some regions, the northwest and the southwest, even the far north region. And we still find some other problems like household poverty, discrimination, gender-based violence, disabilities, early pregnancies for girls, exploitation and child abuse. So I would say that we appreciate the relevance of the theme that was chosen, which has structured our reflection all this month and enable us to pinpoint this factor limiting children's enjoyment and exercise of their right of education. We notice the interest of the public because it's a subject that interests everybody, the whole community, the families, even the children themselves. So we think that the theme was really appropriate and we think it's relevant.
Madam Minister, you talked about a whole month of activities that will end this Sunday. Dedicating a whole month to children in Cameroon, what for and how impactful is it?
The idea of devoting an entire month, which ends this Sunday, that is the month of June, which serves to mobilize the entire national community around the necessity for the protection of our children, is no accident. Indeed, if you consult the calendar of days and weeks instituted by the United Nations, no fewer than 17 ministerial departments, directly or indirectly related to the well-being and development of children, celebrated during the month of June. I will not cite them, but you will agree with me that June is the ideal time for all of us, whatever our sector of national socio-economic life, to devote all our energy, all our expertise, resources and time to this noble cause, that means the well-being and protection of our children. It is impactful in that every day in June is a time to pause and think about the future of our children, promote and to protect their rights, I would say, to guarantee their harmonious development in a healthy, safe and fulfilling environment, and quite simply to preserve their lives. We are equally taking advantage of this month to raise awareness and strengthen our children's abilities to take a stand themselves, because they have to take their destiny into their hands and say no to violence, nature abuses and either other harmful practice that could jeopardize their life. Children should really be the agents for sensitization and mobilization in their communities and in their families.
How different was this year's commemoration of the Day of the African Child from the previous ones?
Yes, I would say that this year was particular because usually the official ceremony is celebrated on 16th of June. But this year we had, I would say, a legal holiday because it was the Feast of Tabaski that we were celebrating. So we decided to celebrate it on Wednesday, 19th June 2024. It was particular because we couldn't gather all the stakeholders around that celebration. But in the context of decentralization, we have decided since a few years now that we're going to associate the municipal councils, because we think that the issue is very relevant for the councils. They have to deal with the families and the children. So this year we went to Yaoundé 7th Council. That's where we celebrated this activity.
The major event of the Day of the African Child is usually the Children's Parliament, whose 25th session took place last Wednesday. How did it go?
I think it went very well. I think it was wonderful because the children had to ask questions to the members of government. This year we had a very good selection because these children really take seriously their role. So they ask relevant questions, cyber security, cyber crime, and all that to the Ministry of Post. And they ask questions to the Ministry of Women's Empowerment and Family. And I think we had the issue of inclusive education. A question was asked to the Ministry of Basic Education. So we were very attentive. We listened to them, very dynamic way to ask questions. And we are convinced, just seeing that what we're doing is what we should do, because these children are being prepared to be real citizens of tomorrow. And they're really conscious of what they're doing. It's not a joke. They understand it's not a joke, because usually they come 1 week in advance and we take them somewhere where they have many activities. We call some specialists to come entertain them, educative talks and so on. Very, very edifying for us too, because we realize that when children are really accompanied, we can have fantastic things. So just by those questions, just by the response we had from the members of the government, we are convinced that what we're doing, because many people think that we're just joking. No, it's not a joke. These are really agents of mobilization, of sensitization. And sometimes it happens that those children become parliamentarian with time. So that's another way for us to educate our children.
Despite all what you've said, Madam Minister, some people listening to you still think that the Children's Parliament is just a mere routine.
No, it doesn't stop there, because we put in place a committee with a president, a vice president, and we associate social workers who follow them. You know, we still have activities during the year, all year long. It doesn't finish just after the session. When they go back, they have many activities. We follow them just to make sure that the activities are really realized. So I will not say we have this week of the Children's Parliament and it's finished. No, they have activities. They are followed by social workers all the year long.
Many activities throughout the year, you say. But
yes,
but we know the key thing the children requested last year, for example, and what has been done about it.
Let's say usually when we hear, we have to, I will give you an example. Maybe it's easier that way. I remember we were invited in the United Nations during the Day of the Children's Rights, which is celebrated in November. We took some of them with us. I think there were three of them. Junior parliamentarians, they had some activities there. And the way they participated in these social talks, we were just amazed. They talk about basic education, which is free, the vaccination, and they think that we really have to keep up with that, because some of these things are just disappearing. You know, they used to have all these vaccinations in school, but they really think that we have to come back with those things. They were so much enlightened. So this is an example I'm giving you. So we are associating them in some of the activities, and some of them are exposing on the issues that we decided on some of these educative talks. So I think that associating them in some of the educative talks is good, because sometimes we give them some responsibilities. They come and expose. Of course, there are many other things we could do, but these children, they are not all of them at the same place, because we take them in all these 10 regions. And when we notice that some of them are very much enlightened, of course, we call them when we have some activities here in the Ministry of Social Affairs.
Which means that what is done in Parliament is not something that has been stage managed.
I will tell you exactly how it works. When they come, we start talking to them so that we know what are the issues that interest them. And when we ask them what type of question you can ask a minister, of course, they say it in a certain way. We have to put it in form, if you can say it that way. But really, the idea is theirs. They bring their idea that we try to put in form. So, yes, we accompany them. But to tell you the truth, these children are very much enlightened. Very much so.
Minister Pauline Irengene, what future for the Cameroonian child?
We just noticed that values sometimes get to disappear, as we say, with social media, with internet. What we used to be as children, we think that things are disappearing. The values in families are disappearing. So our objective is to bring back those values in families, in communities, to try to accompany our children, because we have the feeling that some parents just abandon the children. And it's a shame, because a child which is not accompanied, it will go somewhere else. It will try to learn other things in school, on the road. They always talk about these street children. How do they get there? Because in their homes, there's nobody to take care of them. So we have an important role, we parents, to take care of our children, to make sure that they really have the values, the real family values we used to have in our communities.
The Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irengene. You are listening to Cameroon Calling on the radio network of the CRTV.
You are a child of the universe, no less than the trees and the stars. You have